The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you.
Welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM, your source of the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse even better. And I'm joined with Ben Struens from Classical Gas Emissions, finally.
Yes.
After so much time, we have you back on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's good to smell the transistors in here again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, yeah, just the layer of 2 years worth of dust.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Just dust off everything. But yeah, I'm really excited because like we talked back and forth about me doing a remote thing and all that. And I think you're right to wait because the treasure trove that you've brought today, like you just gonna see it. You gotta look at it. I know this is radio, but this is more for me, anybody else in the listening. So if no one knows, Ben, you've been on before many a times, but you have this amazing blog called Classical Gas Emissions.
Yep.
Where you traverse rural Manitoba and even here in Winnipeg as well.
Yeah.
To thrift stores, to flea markets, looking for just out of this world horrifically bad music, which just fits the bill here on Amateur Hour. You're one of our like just heroes doing it locally all the time and just finding treasures that I was never aware of. Like I just every time I just salivate at what you bring me, because I'm like, I've been looking for all of this for years and now you've brought it. So anyway, enough of that intro, but I appreciate it.
I think I have a sixth sense of finding like really, really bad music here. And it's just amazing how well I can pick it out and, you know, save some money by not buying good music, right?
But just all these vanity albums and like, it's just like, you know, like you really dig and you find these things that like only six people might have heard, or just the persons in that town, or, you know, something that should have never been made. Like, I think there was a rap tribute to AC/DC last time you were on here, or something like that.
So.
It's just like, it's like these things should have never left the idea stage. It just,
no.
But they happened, and now you have proof.
Yep.
So your latest Junk Tour is on the website right now, and it's fantastic. But you've brought in us, like, you know, there's just, I don't know, a litany of stuff that you brought us from the last while that, like, you know, we haven't even, you know, I'm just ready to sink my teeth into it. So I'm going to stop babbling. So let's break it down. We're listening to some Bristol Boys in the background here.
Yeah, they can't play either, so. but they don't tune their instruments either, so.
But you have some humdingers to start us off. Yvette Moore Ranville.
Yes, and she sings a song that has not aged well at all.
Mm.
Yeah, a nice classic gospel song that's,
They got to stop with the wording. You know how many times, like, you know, I help sometimes on the gospel show on Sundays there.
Okay.
And you will find those gospel albums where they will use this phrase all the time, and it's just, it doesn't really work.
No. So please stop covering these songs. You know, just stick to writing your own, because that's where the gold is.
Yeah. So we're going to hear Yvette Moore Ranville and Somebody Touched Me, and then we'll follow that up with Jerry Krabbenhoft and the Valley Playboys. Now,
Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. Another classic crapola version here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good, worse even better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
shine.
Back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM, where bad is good and worse even better, with Ben Stearns from Classical Gas Emissions.
Yes.
And he's got a pile. Like, I wish I had a picture. I'm going to probably make a picture and put it on. But, like, just a pile of
trash.
This is it fits the bill. A lot of gospel today.
Yeah, well, we harvested the Christian wheat belts, getting all this wonderful music, and it's been very much dominant. But I specifically seek out albums by the record label Silver Streams, which is based in Steinbach.
Of course, it is.
And they will record anybody.
Yeah.
And I swear they have their own acoustic guitar there that they never tune, and they order everybody to use it.
It's just easier that way.
It's never in tune, I swear.
Don't worry. We'll take it outside and minus 16 weather. We'll walk around for a bit, come back. It will be even more out of tune.
Yeah. And then they set up the microphone across the room so it's nice and echoey.
Oh, great. Yeah.
100% professional there.
Soundproofed, echoey room.
Yep.
Oh, I love this studio already. Oh, man. And we just heard...
Let the Sun Shine In is on Silver Stream, so you'll get to hear a nice sampling of them.
Oh, yeah. So we'd hear that, but then we're going to follow that up with the Sandersons. So talk about the Sandersons. They've been a thorn in your side for a while.
Oh, every time I get an album by them, I hate them even more. The Sandersons consist of husband and wife team, Jim and Kate. And Kate's annoys the heck out of me because she talks halfway through the songs and they kind of exploit, you know, people's misfortunes and things like that in order to make their own music. And you're definitely going to hear that. It just drives me mad.
They
just make me angrier every time I listen to them. I have about 10 albums by them now.
They have that many where they're just like, I don't even want to do it.
Here, you can take a look at that.
Problematic, to say the least. And do they like go and preach and like basically bring somebody?
But they seem to be able to recruit people.
Look at this
to
unfortunate
help them out.
Soul. And like,
yeah,
oh.
Pretty much.
Oh man. Okay. Well, that's part of the whole deal with the religious types. So we're gonna hear that another whopper of a gospel set coming up here.
Yeah, the Flintstones aren't going to like this this one very much here.
Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, wild, wonderful, and terrible vanity gospel records. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
My
17-year-old Cassie Brunell had survived her troubled teen years. At Columbine High School that morning, she handed her friend a note that read, "Honestly, I want to live completely for God. It's hard and scary, but totally worth it." A few hours later, a fellow classmate held a gun to her head and asked her if she believed in God. She said, yes, and that ended her life down here on Earth.
On September 11th, Todd Beamer quietly left his home early in the morning, not wanting to wake anyone. He had an early business flight and was anxious for the day to begin. But it wasn't long after the plane was in the air that the passengers knew they would never go home. So Todd led them in the Lord's Prayer and shouted his final words, "Let's roll!"
Rick Husband had been chosen to be the captain on the Space Shuttle Columbia. Just before launch, when the seven astronauts walked to face the press, Rick stopped and prayed for the crew. Not only did he touch those seven lives, but also the thousands of Space Center workers that were listening to their mic'd voices. The shuttle Columbia never made it back to Earth.
That was entirely egregious. I am just gobsmacked by how terrible that was. The Sandersons.
Yep.
They're from here. Manitoba?
Yeah, I think... does it say where they're from here?
Way to exploit not just one, not two, but three tragedies for your own... Like,
I know.
What is wrong with these people?
It just says they own and operate a machine shop in rural Manitoba.
Oh.
So, I don't know where that is.
Just, like, there's so many things that are like there's so many things wrong with that song that just blew my mind there, you know?
Yes.
You know, like
I'm okay with somebody like, you know, talking about their own, you know, things that they've gone through and yeah. using that in their song, but don't use 9/11.
That was like the Alan Jackson Where Were You song, but like then we like, you know what? We need like let's go like five tragedies just to exploit
just to get our message across, right?
Oh. Just terrible.
Yep.
No tact whatsoever. It's incredible. Love that. Sandersons, we're going to hear some more of them. Because, yeah, if you have a whole collection, we might have to do a special on that type of whatever.
Oh, I'm okay with bringing a whole pile of Sandersons music.
That
one
is the quintessential Worse is Even Better song. Okay. So we also have Doug Gabriel, who was one of your latest postings on classical gas emissions. I should say we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM, with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions, which is a fantastic blog. Look that up. You've basically, it's just an endless supply of garbage like this.
Yeah.
And
We got Doug's box set here.
Yeah. Doug Gabriel. And I love this. Everything about it's wrong. Like it's it comes in a DVD case. So right away, it's going to be one of those things where am I supposed to put this?
Yeah. He's got two albums on here and plus one from his wife. I'm guessing it's his wife or his sister or cousin. Who knows?
Somebody.
The instrumental album is called Exhausting and Exhilarating. Exhausting would have been enough for that
title. At
least
he knows what he is.
Yeah.
Like, it's exhausting, but he's got the classic, you know, goatee, coat over shoulder look.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks terrible, but I'm excited to hear this because I checked out a couple of his tracks, but not this one. So.
No? Okay. Yeah. You're in for a treat, especially when he does the growl in this one.
Oh, so we're going to hear him butchering Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman. And we're going to follow that up with April Munez.
Yeah, the price tag is right on the cover of the album, which is always nice.
That's when you know it's quality.
Yeah, and I swear that her and the guitar player practiced this song at one time and then recorded it.
Oh, no. We had one good take. We like, you know, they're paying for like one take, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay, so we're going to hear that. We're going to hear There's a Beautiful Home. And then we'll be back with more here on Amateur Hour, Classical Gas Emissions Show with Ben Struens, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
True. What do I see? Is she walking back to me?
Perfect ending there.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. We got In Love with the Flute and a groovy kind of love in the background here. And we're back on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM. We're bad, it's good, and we're even better. It's like Christmas today because we're inundated with presents from Ben Strins from Classical Gas Emissions. Again, a lot of this music you can check out on his blog.
Well, it'll get there eventually because this is a lot to post.
There's a lot of previews here, but some of it's up there, so go check it. It's just a treasure trove of bizarre and horrifically bad music and culture. It's great. And you also have a new YouTube channel as well.
It's not new.
No, you've had it for a while.
I have two up, actually.
Yeah.
One's Mason... Pardon me. One's mainly for original content, and one's for stuff that could potentially be copyrighted.
But you've been posting like the junk tours and stuff, and showing your finds and stuff like that. So that's been kind of exciting.
Yeah, like
it's the de-boxing, I guess. Of
exactly. And my first reaction to some of this stuff, we play it in the car, and then sometimes it's actually really good, and sometimes it just blows my ears off, and makes me want to not do it anymore. Yeah.
So we're gonna change it up here with an original and then another cover. We're gonna hear again out of Steinbeck, but these guys probably were forced out because I don't think Sound Rage would jive.
No, I don't
with
think
the people of Steinbeck.
This is not on Silver Streams. They were too heavy for them.
Oh
so.
Yeah. And I love how they're like they thank their fans here, but it's not like to all the fans who've never heard of us.
So they have no fans, right?
For their future support. And then in brackets, not John. John is not allowed to like their music.
Nope.
John was probably earlier on in the mix.
John stayed in Steinbeck, I guess.
John quit the band for Jesus. But, yeah, we're going to hear some Sound Rage and Stain from the late 90s. And then Krista with...
it's an ABBA tribute album.
It's an ABBA tribute album. There's so many of these. Like, there's... Like, I can't imagine when originally this came out that it wouldn't be as... Like, I think the original ABBA you could probably find and buy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You don't need the...
But that's a bargain tape. It was probably, like, $2. And, you know, ABBA's probably, like, you know, $15.
Yeah. I just, you know, some of these early vintage bargain tapes, unless they're on 8-track, I don't understand the reason why you wouldn't just buy the original if it's such an abundance.
Well people don't know it because I don't even know if this says it was done by
the
studio.
It's the knockoff.
He's
like, I asked for ABBA for Christmas and my mom got me Krista.
Instead, you got Salute to ABBA by Krista. Yeah. Who's Krista?
Yeah. This isn't ABBA. I got Krista. I wanted ABBA. So we're going to hear Krista here instead here on Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. And today, classical gas emissions all day long. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I could see the light.
Oh, yeah. Krista. Yeah. Authentic ABBA. For the bargain crowd. Yep. We're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM with Ben from Classical Gas Emissions. We got another gospel set on the way. But this one's got a twist. It's some traditional gospel here, but and first of all, I gotta ask the question. We're gonna hear this background track here.
Sure.
Springs of Living Water. The song is called "Are You Washed?"
Not today, sorry.
God. Anyway, but you're gonna hear gospel praise. Where Could I Go?
Yeah, it's a cassette. This is.
Is it another?
I don't know what this is. Oh, it's Silver Streams.
Yeah,
yep.
Of course,
our favorites.
Streams, yeah, so you know it's
you know
quality.
Oh yeah.
But this one I'm very excited for because it has no information other than the bizarre cover that's like a terrible cross.
He's selling it on the strength of the cover, and there's no strength there. So,
but it's a gospel rapper.
Yep.
Named Jasper. And that's his rap name.
That's his rap name. No MC.
Jasper. No, just Jasper.
No gangsta. No nothing.
Jasper,
it's just Jasper.
Jasper is my rap name. It's not even his like real name. It's just that's his rap name. And he does a cover of Amazing Grace, but it's not really.
Well, it's a rap version of
rap
Amazing
version
Grace.
Of Amazing Grace. Well, I don't even want to spend more time on this. I want to hear this immediately. So. Let's just bump that up.
Sounds
and we'll
good.
Hear gospel praise right after. I want to hear Jasper. We're here on Amateur Hour, the Classical Gas Emissions Show, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
For my ears, I can't prove it. It appears that you were the creator. I think your son will reign and we will see a little later. So I should be a waiter, I don't mean to serve food. Love is all respectful and love is never rude. To you I am clued and you'll come when you will come. And where you come from is from heaven, I'm not dumb. Cause that's what you told me and you don't even scold me when I do a sin, cause your love it enfolds me. Still I'm really trying so that heaven I'll be eyeing. I don't wanna be frying, so it's never I am lying. With you I'd be tying the knot, but we're not gay. I think that that's a metaphor, one but that you do say. I may like to play games, but only if they're real. Not those head games, cause of how they'd make us feel. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Could I go?
Man, that band sounded like it was just going to fall over on its face. Oh,
jeez. Get some sleep, gospel praise.
My favorite about Silver Streams is when I get a cassette by them, and it starts off with a 60 hertz hum noise. That's my favorite.
Yeah. You know, again, quality. Yep. Known for quality. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Ben Strunz from Classical Gas Emissions. Again, go check out the blog. It's fantastic. Yep. Check out the YouTube video. There's all these amazing treasures out there.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Unruh. I got 3 tapes by this guy in the background.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harmonica, 100%.
It's classic. We're going to leave you with another one here. I think we only have time for one before Stu and the Twang Trust coming up next. So which one should we do it here? Quality Kids with a No Doubt cover, or John Howard Dick, and we'll just keep riding this gospel train. I think we still want to hear. I don't know. Is this, is John Howard Dick on the like? What's that story?
What's that story? Oh, I don't know. I forgot to pull the tape. Okay,
we're prepared.
John Howard the Duck, or you know, whatever his name is there. He's somewhere in here.
Well, that
too many tapes. Too many tapes.
That's right.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you got a picture of him in the corner and a picture of the ocean.
Oh.
So this should you know, soothe your soul. There's a Neufeld, Klassen, and it was recorded at Silver Streams.
There you go. The Silver Stream show today. Thank you so much for coming on, Ben.
Not a problem.
And we'd love to have you back in the future when you have another junk tour, or you got another treasure trove to share with us?
Oh, I always have treasure troves to share.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, take care. Go check out Classical Gas Emissions. Stu and the Twang Trust coming up next. Here's John Howard Dick with A Wonderful Savior is Jesus My Lord. Wonderful. Here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM, where bad is good and worse is even better.
Of
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.